Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, July 10th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court poses tough questions to Election Commission against Bihar Sir exercise. ED files case against Vijay Devarakonda, Rana Dugabatti, and 27 other celebrities for endorsing betting apps. Maharashtra Slabgate MLA doubles down on his act. And top human rights court in Europe rules Russia shot down a plane, killing 298. The Supreme Court on Thursday raised serious concerns over the timing of Election Commission of India's special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar, just months ahead of assembly polls. Meanwhile, two of the petitioners questioned if ECI even had the right to decide on the citizenship of people. The bench posed three key questions to the ECI. First, what is the legal basis for carrying out SIR? Second, is the current procedure valid? Third, why was it initiated so close to the Bihar election? It is also said that under Representation of People Act, the provision for SIR exercise is not present. There is a provision for intensive revision, but nothing for special revisions. Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia told ECI during the hearing, "Your exercise is not the problem, it is the timing." He observed that once rolls are finalized, those removed will have no opportunity to contest their exclusion before the elections. A person will be disenfranchised and won't have time to defend themselves, the justice said. Senior advocate Gopal Sankar Narayanan, appearing for petitioners, argued that SIR process is arbitrary and discriminatory. He questioned the ECI's decision to use the year 2003 as a cut-off point, claiming this artificial line has no basis in law. Quote, "The revision procedure is laid down in 1950 Act," and then he argued that this law does not permit such a distinction. Petitioners also pointed out that Aadhaar cards and even the ECI's own voter ID cards are not being accepted as valid documents under the current revision guidelines. Quote, "How can the Aadhaar be excluded?" Sankar Narayanan asked, highlighting that it is used to obtain other official documents. Justice Joymala Bakshi noted that legal provisions, Section 21(3) of the Representation of People Act, allows the Commission to conduct revisions as it deems fit. However, the court questioned whether the current process violates the intended spirit of the law by placing undue burden on voters. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal also addressed the bench, stressing that the responsibility to prove non-citizenship lies with the ECI, not the voter. Quote, "They cannot remove me without proving I'm not a citizen," unquote. Warning that the current approach could lead to widespread disenfranchisement, he also asked that people who have been displaced in the floods or who have some form of disability are being asked to collect documents ranging in dozens to prove that they are a valid voter even if they have a voter ID card. Citing state data, Kapil Sibal noted that few citizens possess 11 of the now required. Quote, "Passport coverage is 2.5%, matriculation 14.7%. Others are negligible," he told the court. Senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi argued that the revision process was effectively a citizenship exercise, which falls outside the ECI's authority. Quote, "Disenfranchising even one voter affects democracy and the basic structure," unquote, he said. The court has sought a response from the ECI as the hearing continues. Shiv Sena MLA Sanjay Gaikwad, the man who slapped and assaulted a canteen worker, has a long history of controversial remarks. From offering an award for chopping off Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's tongue, to claiming that he killed a tiger and wears its tooth around his neck, and comparing voters to sex workers. But first, a background on his latest controversy. The incident took place at an MLA hostel in Churchgate, where Gaikwad was reportedly unhappy with the quality of the food served. Gaikwad later defended his actions, claiming that the dal served to him was rotten. The MLA accused the canteen of repeatedly ignoring complaints about the stale food and warned that it was putting the health of elected representatives at risk. Then he defended himself again by claiming these people are defaming Maharashtra and a true Marathi would not have served rotten dal in the first place. Despite widespread criticism, including from Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Gaikwad has refused to apologize. He has also drawn a language-based angle into the controversy, claiming, and I'm quoting, "These Shettis have been playing with our lives for a long time. If Marathi people were running the canteen, this would not have happened," unquote. This is not the first time Sanjay Gaikwad has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. In January this year, he faced backlash for comparing voters to prostitutes or sex workers. A month after winning his second assembly election by a narrow margin, Gaikwad alleged that some voters had sold their votes in exchange for alcohol, meat and cash. Quote, "They're worse than prostitutes," he had said in a viral video. In September last year, he offered a reward of Rs. 11 lakh to anyone who would cut off Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's tongue, accusing him of trying to end the reservation system after remarks made during a speech abroad. Gaikwad has also claimed to have killed a tiger in 1987 and said he wears its tooth around his neck. He was later charged under the Wildlife Protection Act for his statement. In another viral incident, a policeman was seen cleaning Gaikwad's car. He later claimed that the officer did it voluntarily after he vomited inside the vehicle. Despite repeated controversies, no disciplinary action has been taken against him by the party so far. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a case against 29 celebrities, including popular South Indian actors Vijay Deverakonda and Rana Dagubati, for allegedly promoting betting and gambling apps in violation of Public Gambling Act 1867. The case is based on 5 FIRs registered across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The ED has launched a probe under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, suspecting that the promotions may have enabled illegal transactions and money laundering. Among those named in the Enforcement Case Information Report, or ECIR, are well-known figures from the Telugu film industry such as Prakash Raj, Manchu Lakshmi, Nidhi Agarwal, Pranitha Subhash, and Ananya Nagela. A number of social media influencers and YouTubers have also been included in the list, including Shrimukhi, Shyamala, Varshini Sondarajan, Harsha Sai, and Baya Sunny Yadav. The celebrities are accused of endorsing gaming and betting platforms that allegedly misled users, particularly the financially vulnerable, leading to financial losses. Businessman Fandra Sarma filed the initial complaint, which prompted investigations by Hyderabad and Cyberabad police in cities including Visakhapatnam and Suryapet. Vijay Deverakonda responded to the allegations earlier this year. In a statement, he clarified he had only promoted skill-based games like Rummy, which have been recognized by the Supreme Court as legal and distinct from gambling. Rana Dakubati also distanced himself from the case through his legal team. He stated that his association with the app in question ended in 2017 and that all promotions were vetted and limited to legally permissible areas. Veteran actor Prakash Raj, who is a vocal opponent of the current government, released a video statement explaining that his endorsement deal was signed in 2016 and was not renewed after 2017. He claimed that the company reused his old promotional material without consent in 2021, after which he objected and the material was taken down. Quote, "I urge young people to avoid gambling. It ruins lives," he had said then. The ED is now investigating whether the promotional activities linked to these apps resulted in laundering of funds. The case has been filed under various sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, the Telangana Gaming Act and Information Technology Act. Further questioning and examination of contracts are expected as part of the ongoing probe. The European Court of Human Rights, ECHR, ruled on Wednesday that Russia was responsible for shooting down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 people on board. The verdict was part of a broader judgment finding Russia guilty of multiple human rights violations in Ukraine, including war crimes committed after its full-scale invasion in 2022. The court said MH17, a Boeing 777 en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, was brought down on July 17, 2014, by a Russian-made Buk missile launched from territory held by pro-Moscow separatists. Court President Matthias Guillaumer stated the evidence suggested the missile was intentionally fired at the aircraft, likely under the mistaken belief that it was a military target. The judges also condemned Russia for failing to investigate the tragedy properly, saying its denial and inaction violated international law and worsened the suffering of victims' families, according to a report by news agency AP. The United Nations Aviation Body had previously concluded in May that Russia was responsible for the attack. The 501-page ruling includes judgments on three additional cases brought by Ukraine and the Netherlands, accusing Russia of war crimes and widespread abuses. The court found Russia forces guilty of murder, torture, rape, destruction of civilian infrastructure and the abduction of Ukrainian children during and after the 2022 invasion. Quote, Russian forces breached international humanitarian law, Guimard said. He added that the attacks on civilians had caused fear and terror and the use of sexual violence amounted to torture. Quote, the use of rape as a weapon of war is an act of extreme atrocity, he said, citing it as a deliberate strategy to break Ukrainian morale. The court also ruled that Russia's refusal to take part in the proceedings violated the European Convention on Human Rights, which underpins the ECHR's authority. Although Russia was expelled from the Council of Europe in 2022 following its invasion of Ukraine, the court retains jurisdiction over violations committed prior to its removal. The ECHR will decide on financial compensation later. Though with Russia's non-cooperation, the enforcement of any damages remains uncertain. In response to the verdict, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Moscow would not recognize the ruling, calling it void. Ukraine, meanwhile, described the ruling as historic and unprecedented, calling it a clear legal victory. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with Hindi TV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.